From Washington, this is VOA News. For the second day in a row, a strong earthquake rattled Japan. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 7.3 earthquake occurred near Kumamoto City at approximately 1:25 a.m. local time Saturday. News reports from Japan say at least six people have been confirmed killed. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told Japanese TV that officials are still trying to assess the damage. He said there is a great possibility that the damage will spread widely, so we must give it all our information on the damage situation and make the rescues and relief. We would also make sure to relay the situation to the people. On Thursday, a 6.5 magnitude quake struck near the city on the island of Kyushu, about 1,300 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. At least nine people were killed in that quake and hundreds of others injured. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited an aircraft carrier sailing in the South China Sea Friday to emphasize the Obama administration's commitment to security in that area. Speaking to reporters on board the USS John C. Stennis, Carter said that the United States intends to continue to play a role in keeping peace and stability in the region.
It's just a piece of a larger network of security that the United States is part of, and that's the key to keeping peace and stability here. And for the future, that's what we want for everyone, including China.
China claims almost the entire South China Sea and has carried out island building and patrols in waters that are claimed by other countries. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders slammed global inequality as immoral and decried the greed of the fossil fuel industry as he addressed a conference at the Vatican on Friday. Sanders, at the conference on social, economic, and environmental issues, Sanders said his campaign has shown that American young people will not tolerate business as usual.
They are calling out for a return to fairness, for an economy that defends the common good by ensuring that every person, rich or poor, has access to quality health care, nutrition, and education.
Meanwhile, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told supporters at a senior center in Harlem that she will work to make affordable housing a priority if she is elected president.
I want to provide $10,000 to match the money for a down payment so your children, your grandchildren, all of our young people can get a home if they want that.
Friday's campaigning came hours after the two candidates had a feisty debate in New York. Sanders and Clinton exchanged personal insults and tried to outshout one another as they questioned each other's judgment and experience on issues ranging from the economy to foreign policy to climate change. The New York primary for both the Democrats and the Republicans is Tuesday. Pakistan on Friday rejected as preposterous allegations that its spy agency had links with the Haqqani militant network and played a role in a deadly 2009 suicide attack on a CIA base in eastern Afghanistan. A newly declassified U.S. document says an officer of Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence, or ISI, paid $200,000 to the militant network to carry out the deadly bombing on forward operating base Chapman in the Afghan border province of Khost. It was one of the most serious attacks in the CIA's history, killing seven officers and wounding six others. A Jordanian doctor who was working as a double agent for Al-Qaeda and the Taliban was blamed, but Thursday's disclosure suggests Pakistan's spy agency and the Haqqani militant network also played key roles. And the U.S. Army has approved the first female officers for ground combat missions, following new rules that open all military combat positions to women. The 22 women have almost finished their officer training and now will complete training in specialty schools to enter either the armor or the infantry branch. In December, U.S. Secretary of Defense Carter announced the military would open all occupations to women this year, saying America's all-volunteer fighting force cannot afford to ignore half the population. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.